Chapter 2.
I must warn you, Mr. Zarco says as he trudges up the staircase next to Papa. Vera is not the only person in my apartment you might find a bit shocking.
There are two dwarfs, I say, proud to be able to supply this information.
Yes, Heidi and Rolf.
And a woman and man who talk with their hands.
That would be Marianne and Karl Heinz. Are you having a party? Papa asks. Yes, though a bit more than just a party. For me, carnival is important. As a ritual, I mean, or as a reenactment. All our Jewish holidays are like that. We pretend we are taking part in biblical events, like the Exodus. Though, pretend is too superficial a word. Indeed, Papa replies, which is what he says when he's at a loss for words.
Is carnival a Jewish holiday? I ask.
No, Sophie, but it could be, Mr. Zarco happily replies. We Jews have a similar holiday when we dress up in costumes. We call it Purim. And though we don't have the jazz bands of a carnival ball, our celebration can be a lot of fun. We pray and sing, and we give gifts to all our friends.
As we reach the second floor landing, our neighbor gazes down the stairwell to make sure we're not being overheard, and whispers conspiratorially,
During carnival, we allow what's inside us to come up from the underworld. Even the immortals who rule over us.